Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
As a small business columnist at The Guardian newspaper, UK edition, US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. He also has a medium.com site where you can see Gene's articles. And one in particular he's given us is about planning for retirement and a new law from Washington, Secure Act 2.0, which is now a law of the land. What is it, Gene?
So, guys, listen, if you're listening to this and you're an employee in a business or you are running a business, you really need to pay attention to Secure 2.0. It's the next upgrade from the original Secure Act back in 2019. This legislation passed as part of the omnibus spending bill that passed Congress at the very end of 2022. And the aim of the legislation is to encourage more people to save for retirement and more employers to help their employees save for retirement through 401k plans. And let me just say, John, that the more that employers, you, if you're a business owner, the more that you can encourage your employees to put money away for their retirement, the more you can put money away for your retirement. Because a lot of these 401k plans, you can only put away so much if you're an owner or a highly compensated individual. You can't put a discriminating more amount than your lower paid employees. So the more that they save, the more that you can save. And the Secure 2.0 is giving us a bunch of incentives to save more. So just to give you a few examples, they're giving you tax credits for starting up a 401k plan. So if you ever thought that starting up a retirement plan was too expensive, I don't want to hear it anymore, the government will reimburse you like up to $15,000 in tax credits to get a 401k plan set up. It is requiring you to require your employees to automatically enroll in your 401k plan, your new employees. They can opt out. But by getting your employees, you know, in the sort of groove of putting money away for their retirement, the idea there is that they will continue to do so. And it takes the onus off of you to require them. It's a law that they have to do it. It also provides some other incentives to help your employees. John, if you're a small business and you have a 401k plan, whenever your employee contributes, you can match their contribution up to $1,000 a year for 5 years, and the government will pay you for it by tax credits. So if an employee contributes whatever they are to the 401k and you want to match their contribution, the government will literally say, thank you for matching that contribution up to $1,000 a year. We're going to give you a tax credit to reimburse you for doing that. How about that? You know, so there are some really great incentives that are part of the Secure 2.0 plan. And I strongly recommend talk to your payroll company, talk to your accountant or your attorney, get familiar with it, and make sure you're taking advantage of these things. You can put more away for retirement and offer better retirement benefits to your employees, and the government will pay for it for you. And that way you can stay competitive and hopefully attract better workers.
It occurs to me to mention, Gene, that you over many months have itemized how employers can attract new workers and obtain or continue workers they find found valuable. And this would be another tool in the chest, talking about a retirement plan.
Perfect example of that is younger workers that make up, you know, 50% of the workforce. You know, a lot of them are paying down their student loans and they can't put money away for retirement. Well, because of the Secure 2.0, you can match their student loan payments with a contribution to their retirement plan. So if they paid $5,000 down on their student loan during the year and they couldn't put money away for their retirement, the government will let you put up to $5,000, for example, into their retirement account. The employee doesn't get taxed on it, and you get a tax deduction for doing it. So that's a great benefit that you could offer to attract and retain those younger workers that make up like 50% of the workforce.
Your conversation with Frank Kerbein, director of the Center for Human Resources, Business Council of New York State, about pay transparency and the good and the bad. I thought it was a good idea. What's the bad, Gene?
Well, there's a lot of controversy around pay transparency. I want to warn everybody that New York State has new rules about it. Illinois, California as well. Many other states are looking at pay transparency rules. And now the Department of Labor is looking at it as well. The gist behind it is that when you are looking for a new employee and you advertise for it, those rules require you to give a salary range, a reasonable salary range for what that position is, so that there's no monkeying around with pay. It's designed to limit discriminatory payment practices, particularly like gender pay, John. If women have over history have made less money than men. So if you were to ask a female candidate what they made at their last job, you might be putting them behind the behind the eight ball before they even start. So pay transparency rules are designed to try to level the playing field. The downside, though, of course, is that if you're disclosing that pay, you're making that information available to your competitors and to other employees in the company. So you got one person working here that's making 50 grand a year, and then you're advertising for a similar job and you're giving a range that's higher. It opens up a potential where that existing employee says, hey, what the hell's going on here? You're advertising it's the same job and you're advertising it for a higher pay. I deserve the higher pay as well. So there's, different people have different, issues with the pay transparency rules, but they are absolutely going to be happening more and more across the country, and look for the Department of Labor to start getting involved in this sooner rather than later.
You spoke to an author, Julia Borstein. The book is When Women Lead. It's a podcast, and there is a lot of detail here, but I want to go to the special language. What is the confirmatory standard? That's beyond me, and I failed to find the spot on the podcast that told me.
Well, Julia, first of all, could explain it better than me. And by the way, Julia is a technology reporter for CNBC. Her book, I got to tell you, again, it's called, When Women Lead. This isn't like some preachy book. It is a book steeped in data analysis that serves to show that when women are given the opportunity to run companies, startups, existing larger companies, those companies themselves tend to be run better. So she really makes the case for that. It's an excellent book. The confirmatory standard is basically, she refers to the fact that it's this assumption that, men themselves are better at running businesses, and women then, are just assumed to be less able to have that sort of executive authority. And it's just, confirming that belief. It's a sort of a standard that exists among all businesses, and it's been around in American business for a while. And she's trying to break that standard by getting people to understand that the data shows, this isn't just a guess, but the data shows that women, leaders tend to perform on average as well or better than many male leaders. And, if you're a venture capitalist, an investor, or you're a member of a board or a committee that's selecting CEOs, gender should be part of your consideration, because gender does make a difference according to the data.
Finally, less than a minute, FTC proposing banning non-compete clauses. What a good idea. When's it going to happen?
They are proposing it. They put it out for comments this year. Then they'll come out with a final rule, and then somebody is going to sue them. So then it's going to take even longer for it to happen. So we're not looking for this to happen anytime in the next couple of years. But here's my warning to you. If you're running a business and you're having non-compete clauses for employees, they really don't have that much effect. If somebody's going to leave your company and go to a competitor, I wouldn't even waste your time pursuing them. Let Microsoft and Google and Amazon fight with each other. If you're running a small business, just stay focused on doing a really great job, and you shouldn't have to worry about whether or not your companies go to a competitor or not.
Gene Marks, in the new year, 2023, looking forward to more mysteries of this recession that hasn't arrived. Gene Marks is the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.